Brett Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 44th International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I have the pleasure of being joined by filmmaker Jack Raval Nieuwdamrong, who is presenting his film Vanishing Point here at the festival. And thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, would you like to tell us a little bit about, maybe introduce the film for our listeners who haven't seen the film but might want to?
Yeah, it's a very personal film. The film is about death and suffering and birth and mindfulness.
That's a lot of deep questions to delve into. And did you feel like the reason why you started off from such a personal event, you know, you even include very personal things and elements like photos from a car accident that affected your life, did you feel like this was the right starting point for you to develop and examine all these things?
It didn't come up at the first place when I developed the script, but I had a script that I want to make a film about two people that are reflecting each other, and somehow at some point their car crashed
right
to each other. But during the writing process, I came up with I always had that photo of my parents' accident in my room, and I think it's something that I didn't realize that it is in my mind all the time. And I finally thought that I gonna do something about this photo by putting in like very first image of the films, and also I create a drawing of that photograph and make a poster of it.
Obviously, as a film, it does have its narrative, but I also admired the fact that it's not conventionally structured. Like, you know, there is an air of mystery in it, but it's not like you're trying to solve any particular mystery, despite the introduction. How did you plan the script, and was there a certain structure that you had in mind before you actually started making the film?
I think the story has kind of a rough structure, and it just didn't tell everything, but you can just connect it in your head like a jigsaw that some part is missing. And I think that's kind of thing works like a memory. Like this piece, I actually it has something to do with my background, the atmosphere that I grew up with in my family, that my family got into an accident and my father has a brain damage.
Right.
So it's something that I think he regret that, because on the accident he got drunk and he drove the car and he got crashed by a train.
It's
affect our life in the family, so it is something that he regret, I think.
Yeah, so basically, like, another major theme in the film is just you know, these big events that end up affecting the course of our lives.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so another question that just becomes spontaneous: you talked about the actual environment in which you grew up in. Obviously, the photography is very stunning, and I'd like to know a little bit about how you worked to create such a visual effect for your film.
Yeah, the cinematographer is my best friend. We've been working together. We know each other for like 20 years. So, we studied together, and we liked the film that I like. He also liked that too. So it's easy to communicate. But in terms of the designing the shot, we worked together, and I actually wrote a storyboard. I do the storyboard myself, and then I share with him that if this possible.
Yeah.
And then he decide the lighting and the camera movement. Yeah.
Yeah, and also the lighting, like you said, is it just provides such a wonderful, vibrant texture to the film that just makes it beautiful and stunning, as well as very compelling through its development of the themes, which is actually something that I want to go back to for a little moment. Another thing, obviously, that we briefly mentioned before is that you do hope, this is quite a personal film, but you do hope for the audience to engage in the film themselves and kind of bring their luggage of memories within while watching the film. You want to interact with the audience in this film too.
Yeah, I think it's very universal topic too. I mean, everyone has a family, has a memory, and has something in the past that they might regret, or they might have an get involved in an accident like me too. So I think it's somehow it become universal things that we people are facing, suffering, disappointing death and birth. So it based on my personal story, yes, but I think in terms of general meaning, it can engage people too.
Yeah, yeah. Indirectly, it actually becomes a very compelling and thought-provoking examination of the actual geographical setting of the story. Was that also important to achieve sort of like a description of the place in which the story is set?
Yeah, it is. We shot the films in two different places. We shot two parts. The first part we shot in the most west of the country, and the second part we shot in the most east of the country,
right,
which is we have Bangkok in between. So the character, they were like, you know, they're going out from Bangkok and they go somewhere else, and then they long to return to Bangkok, but they never did. So it's like this kind of geography and the location that we did is like, you know, it's far away from Bangkok, east side, like sunset and sunrise, but they never come across.
That's a very interesting element too. You mentioned before the interview briefly that this is your first fiction feature film. You did documentary before. Do you find that maybe a background in documentary helps shape your style of filmmaking in fiction film?
Yeah, it helps. Like towards to the end of the films, I try to bring the another reality back to the audience. Like the whole thing that we see is more like a surreal world, but after the car crash, then we see the portion of a documentary about the butterfly festival, which is was taught like a documentary style. So I think it's kind of I think the meaning of this scene is like life goes on.
Yeah.
Even you have a car crash and then life goes on.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's another reality that you have to get over it and then keep going.
Yeah. And going back to the structure, I guess, because documentary is such a free form, maybe you look at fiction film in a different way. You look at the structure of making a film. Like you don't have to stick to the conventional structure of filmmaking.
Yeah, I learned all about the structure. I actually teach filmmaking. I teach students to do like your 3-act structure.
Yeah.
But then when you know structure, you know how to break it.
Yes. So, yeah. Get out of the triptych. Yeah, it always makes for a very engaging, sometimes challenging, but there's nothing wrong with the challenging film. And actually, sometimes, like in this case, it's very rewarding. As a filmmaker yourself, and this is getting more into general terms, what are the themes that interest you? And is there anything in particular that you would like to develop maybe in the future?
Yeah, I think I've been working on this topic in the last 10 years from my painting, and now I'm doing kind of video installation and now feature films. I've been dealing with Buddhist philosophy, basically. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's about birth and suffering and death. It's a circle of life. Well, I don't know if I can say that it's done for me because of this film. I've been working on this film like 6 years, and it's done. So I feel really relieved and try to move on to something else.
And in terms of financing, did you find it hard to finance the film?
It is. We got the support from the Hubert Bauer Fund, from the script development and also the post-production, so that's really wonderful.
They are wonderful. They help filmmakers with a vision, and it's great that they do that. It's great that there's people that do that. As a final question, I'd like to get back to the personal nature of the film. Did you find the process of working on this film harrowing on a personal level, or did it help you? Was it a positive work, or was it very difficult to portray such personal themes and personal thoughts in this film?
I think I grew up with the film while I'm making it, because for one example, during the writing process, there was a scene that the guy and wife and daughter having breakfast together, and it's very quiet. And when I saw this on the big screen nowadays, it becomes one of my favorite scenes, because nowadays I just had a daughter. so I can like, you know, grew up with them and can feel something different from the beginning.
Yeah. You know, those scenes of silence, they were the ones that I appreciated so much because they allowed me to think and to connect with the film in a very personal way myself. So it was a great pleasure talking with you, and I do wish you all the best with the film.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the interview.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.